In this U.S. Meat Export Federation report, we speak with Assistant Vice President for International Marketing, Greg Haynes. Haynes is in Colombia this week for a pair of educational seminars promoting U.S. pork.
Yeah, we're going to be doing two seminars here in Colombia. The first one will be in Bogota and the second one in Medellin. And really the focus of this will be working with the importers and the distributors there, as well as some of their customers, some of the food service and retail chains as well. They have a growing interest in American pork, so we'll be conducting kind of a technical aspect, talking about the production, the safety, the proper handling of fresh and frozen U.S. pork. I'll also be giving them an update on kind of the current market conditions. The seminar that we'll be conducting in Bogota will also be a bit regional in nature. We've invited some of the buyers from Ecuador there as well. So we'll have several of their key importers and distributors flying in and actually attending this seminar as well.
After the U.S.-Colombia Free Trade Agreement took effect in 2012, Colombia quickly became the largest destination of U.S. pork in the Central South America region. However, the U.S. faces intense competition from countries like Canada and Chile, so the seminars are aimed at winning new customers as well as defending existing U.S. market share.
What we've seen is just with competition from South America as well as for neighbors to the north, there has been much more price competition in the market there. So one of our objectives is to really kind of move away from that and focus on the quality and the different attributes of the product. So this will really be focusing on that. But at the same time now, we are seeing, that U.S. product is becoming much more price competitive. So we hope to be able to really leverage the competitiveness of our pricing now with the quality and the unique attributes that we can use to really set ourselves apart from the competition just on how our product is produced.
For more on this and other trade issues, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Ralph Loos.